Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. We're here with Ryan McCassin and Eric McDonald. Boy, that thing just really tripped me up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that little piece of paper I was reading earlier. Ryan, how did you and Eric meet?
Actually, we met at a Scottish festival in New Hampshire. We were both doing gigs there, and just so happened that we were in the same party house, basically, after the games, and got really drunk. Started playing tunes together.
Ryan, we're on the radio.
Oh, sorry. No, we didn't do that. That's all made up. He is in an East Coast band called Cantrip, and has been for many years. And one summer they had a gig where the fiddler couldn't make the gig, and so he called me up and said, "Ryan, why don't you come out and play a gig with me?"
And then actually right before the gig, the other guy in the band had to bail also. So a trio that I'm in with two other guys ended up being Ryan and myself.
Yeah, it was a duo. So it worked out really well. And basically the way it works when you're from different coasts is that you've spent all this money buying a plane ticket. You get out there and then you try to create material for a week and then do a show and pay for the plane ticket. So we did that a few times, a few too many times, I should say. And so now we don't have to do that anymore. We can just meet each other and just play concerts, which is great.
Yeah, we actually, whenever we're not together, we try to forget about each other as much as possible.
As much as possible.
But then we like being around each other.
Not really, but...
Ryan,
sometimes.
Ryan, a question about your study.
Yes.
You studied fiddle and viola,
right?
All kinds of things with
you can't really
teachers.
Study fiddle. I should clarify.
Oh, sorry.
No, unfortunately, really, that's the people ask me sometimes. What's the difference between a violin and a fiddle? And I tell them, well, you can't drink a beer while you're playing the violin. It's kind of not something you can do. So that's kind of the difference, really. Also, you really can't study the fiddle. You have to just basically kind of pick it up through osmosis. But yeah, so the violin, I started playing violin, like I mentioned earlier, when I was 4. And then when I was around 12, I stopped playing violin completely and just started playing fiddle. And started actually in American old time fiddle style. And eventually was wooed to the music of my family heritage of Scotland. But I kept playing classical music, but I switched to viola. And kept moving forward with classical music into college. Went to USC, got a degree in viola performance. And then after that, I was... really tired of Mozart and Haydn, and so I shifted gears and just started playing fiddle tunes initially with my sister, who's a great pianist, and we started touring the country playing music, and kind of the rest is history. But I actually do pick up the viola occasionally, but not too much classical music these days. But anyway, we're gonna do a song now. I think this is a not a song written by Mozart or Haydn. This is an old English song called... tell us about the story, Eric.
This is a song called Geordie. It's one of the child ballads. If anyone's ever heard of a fella named Francis James Child, he was known as sort of the first and foremost collector of traditional English and Scottish ballads. He called them the child ballads after himself, which makes sense because they're really not for children. The subject matter is,
not at all,
is
actually,
very dark, a lot of death and... robbery and incest and all kinds of things like that. So, you know, definitely prime material for entertainment. And this is no different. This is a song that is, it's a very tragic song, but it's a very beautiful song. Sort of a social commentary of the day. One of the things that people were very focused on in the time period that this song was written, which could have been anywhere from 400 to 500 years ago, was social class. So, you know, if you married below your class, it was one of the worst things you could do. And essentially you would be punished. And that's what this song is about a man who married, a man of royal blood who married below his class and ended up paying for it. So...
As I roved out over London Bridge on a misty morning early, I overheard a fair pretty maid crying for the life of her joy. Jordan. Go saddle me a milk white steed, bridle me a pony, and I'll go down to London town to beg for the life of my Jordan. Six pretty babes I've had by him, the seventh one lies in my body, and I would give up any of them all for the life of my Geordie. For he never stole, he never slew, he never murdered any, and he only killed the king's white deer all for to feed his family. The judge looked over his left shoulder. He said, "I am sorry for thee, my fair pretty maid. You've come too late. He's been condemned already." My Geordie hangs from a golden chain, such chain as never was any. All since he came from royal blood, and he courted a fair young lady.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Boy, that's a sad song.
There aren't many happy songs in this genre. Yeah,
we don't know any happy songs.
Can you tell me a little bit about Berklee? And this, I've always wanted to hear stories about Berklee School of Music.
Well, yeah, I can tell you about the time I was there. I feel like I should clarify that I'm a real musician and I dropped out. So. But I can also say for sure that Berklee is the reason I am a musician today. It's a sort of an interesting beast going to a music school, especially a school like Berklee that's all about connections and learning popular music. In terms of university schedule, first of all, I think they do an excellent job, and I think they've improved over the last few decades quite a bit. The reputation that they have for students dropping out is rapidly changing. Their curriculum is sort of coming together, and their new staff and the endeavors that they've undertaken have all been quite successful, and it's a great school. But the thing is, if you're going to be a musician, I sort of decided suddenly that I wanted to be a professional musician, and I didn't know what an arpeggio was. So I felt like I needed to go and get that experience, and Berklee gives it to you in spades. So a lot of musicians will go there for a couple of years, cut their teeth, meet other musicians, learn from the professors and the staff, and then go off and tour and learn in the world. And that's sort of what I did. And my time there was invaluable. It was I learned to practice. That's the first place I learned to practice. I learned so much about how music works. I learned so much about the business.
I know a lot of people who've left the school, but I think of it more not as dropping out, but just moving on.
Yeah, fair enough.
Right.
It's a good joke, though.
Yeah. So, that's terrific. Did you enjoy the Boston music culture?
Absolutely. Boston's an incredible place if you're a musician, especially if you're a Celtic musician. The Irish community there has been so prevalent for so many years. The immigrant history there is so rich. The music still is present quite a bit there today.
Can you recommend some places if, say, we were visiting Boston? We wanted to go hear some music?
Absolutely. Well, there's the two places I can recommend the most. If you're really looking for Irish music, there's a place called The Burren. The Burren is in Davis Square. It's a pub, but it's a real Irish pub, and there's a music pub. So you can find sessions there 3 or 4 times a week. And in the back room, they have an amazing concert series that's put on by a man named Brian O'Donovan, who runs a radio show in the Boston area called A Celtic Sojourn. And he's the host of this concert series, and some of the best Celtic musicians in the world tour through and play here in this small, intimate environment. And you can have a Guinness and a nice meal and hear some of the best Celtic music in the world. And then the other place I can recommend is a place, actually this place reminds me of this place a lot. It's called Club Passim, and it's in Harvard Square. And there's a variety of traditional music and folk music that goes through there. It's sort of used to be called Club 47. It's very historic, and a lot of incredible songwriters, Bob Dylan, all these people toured through there back in the 80s, 70s and 80s. And now today it's still going strong, and it's definitely a stronghold of traditional music and contemporary folk music as well.
Yeah, it's one of the busiest folk clubs in America.
Indeed.
That's great. Yeah. Well, we'll have to study up. Yeah. Thank you so much. And could you share another song with us?
Sure. How about some tunes?
Yeah, let's do some tunes.
Okay.
So, back home, I have 4 children who are waiting for me to get back there. But over the years, I've written each of my children a tune, and I thought I'd play them for you now. My oldest daughter's 15, and her name is Isla Bryn, and I named her tune Isla Bryn. And very creative of me, I suppose. But and then my second daughter, who's 13, her name is Bronwyn Lee, and I named the tune Bronwyn Lee. And then my third daughter, who's 9, Cora Dines, and my son, who's 5, and Roy Michael. So we're going to play all the tunes for you as they appeared into the world, the tunes themselves and the people that they are for. So... Thank you.
Dave McDonald, my Lord. What a fine time it's been having you on the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Thank you so very much for coming.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. It's been an absolute joy to be here with you guys.
Really appreciate it. All right. I want to thank Marsha Heinsberger and Howard Gibbs, Nate Butler, Gene Pazderka, Jennifer Reed, Dan Schubert, Michelle Schricker, Doug Harsh, Ryan McCassin, and Eric McDonald. Thank you so much for coming to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Judith Robert, Tom Kapuscinskas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you've been listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
So when you think you've lost at life, oh, pain and heartache fill your soul with strife, just remember, as you're tumbling down, it won't be long till the river goes round. The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. Won't be long till the river goes round.
This has been a Wild Rose Moon Radio production.